747, Nashville's Morning News, Brian Wilson. And we're talking about the border situation. And here's what the president had to say yesterday when he was asked about this situation. He's not backing down, and he's insisting that we're going to do things differently than we did the past 8 years. And if you don't like it, he says, there's something you can do about it, Democrats. You can come to the table, and you can change the law. Here he is.
Immigration is the fault and all of the problems that we're having, because we cannot get them to sign legislation. We cannot get them even to the negotiating table. And I say it's very strongly the Democrats' fault. They're obstruction. They're really obstructionist. And they are obstructing. The United States will not be a migrant camp, and it will not be a refugee holding facility. Won't be. You look at what's happening in Europe, you look at what's happening in other places, we can't allow that to happen to the United States, not on my watch. For the rest of the world, you look at everything that's taking place, pick up your newspapers this morning, and you see. We want safety and we want security for our country. If the Democrats would sit down instead of obstructing, we could have something done very quickly. Good for the children, good for the country, good for the world.
But I predict they won't do that because they don't really want to solve the problem. They want the issue. They want to pound the table. They need something that gets them into the midterm elections. And they think this is it. And incidentally, if they succeed, they turn back the clock and we go right back to doing things the way we did on the border during the Obama years. The president is standing his ground. The president is enforcing the rule of law. President Obama did not. And here's where we could be. Trump administration could be holding 30,000 border kids by August, officials say. This according to the Washington Examiner. Another headline in the Examiner. Republicans fret about what family separations will cost them. Oh, yes, on Capitol Hill, the Republicans are all very, very nervous about this. They don't like the idea of being, you know, for a policy that separates parents from their families. Well, that's the law they wrote. You know, you wrote that law, you passed that law, you had it sent over to a president, he signed it, and so that's what you decided you wanted to do. Now you don't like it? Well, where were you when the bill was being passed? Trump GOP headed towards standoff over family separations at border. Again, the Washington Examiner. Here's the Washington Times. And this is true. Republicans abandoned Trump demand end to zero tolerance border policy. And they go on to list the number of Republicans on Capitol Hill who are now saying, oh, we can't be with the president on this. Including, ladies and gentlemen, I bring you from the Tennessean, this headline. GOP Senators Corker and Alexander, stop separating immigrant children and parents at the border. First graph, Senators Bob Corker and Lamar Alexander have joined the growing list of Congress members and others calling for the Trump administration to end its policy of separating immigrant children from parents accused of illegally attempting to enter the country. Look, we're supposed to be a country that is ruled by the Constitution and the rule of law. Congress passed a law. It was sent to George W. Bush, and he signed it into law. And he sort of enforced it. Obama ignored it. Now we're here in a situation where the current president does not want... Well, we sent him there to do this. He's doing exactly what we asked him to do when we sent him to Washington. He's trying to secure the border. And he's telling people, if you come to the border illegally, it's a criminal act, and we will enforce the law. And the law, sadly, calls for parents and children to be separated. People say, well, it's a policy. No, it's the law. You're enforcing the law as it is written. Policy is different than following the law. You can have a policy, as Obama did, of ignoring the law, but that's not constitutional. That's not the way we do things in this country. You know, and yet, you know, Obama, for better or for worse, could charm the birds right out of the trees. I mean, that guy could, he spoke real good. He had the ability with his oratorical skills and his sway over the mainstream media. He could have fixed this problem, but it was heavy lifting, you know, and it was heavy work. And I don't really want to work. I just want to go play golf every weekend. He wouldn't take it on. Instead, he told his people at the Border Patrol, ignore the law. I'm going to handcuff the Border Patrol and ICE, and if you catch somebody, you got to let them go. We're not going to enforce this law that's on the books. The way you fix something in this country is, if you don't like it, you go back to Congress, you write a bill, you get both houses to pass it, and you send it to the president and get him to sign it. And that's what the president is suggesting. I would love to work with you on this. Get serious. But you won't see one damn Democrat raise their finger to help this president in that regard. They won't meet him halfway. They don't want the issue solved. They want the issue for the election. So, I'm sorry. This one really gets me going. 7:53. I apologize. I don't want to be yelling at you in the morning. I mean, I'm a nice guy, but this one is just wrong. And what we're doing here and what you're being told is just BS. And I just have to call it when I see it.